Hello, and welcome to the Strength to Be Human podcast with your host, author and playwright Mark Anthony Rossi. This show explores all forms of creativity for those searching for meaning and a place in the world. To err is human, but so is to love. Now, without further ado, here's your host.
Hey folks, welcome back to Strength to Be Human. This is the Guest House Edition, and I'm always excited to have my co-host on this show, John Patrick Robbins. Today we're going to be discussing two topics, probably not the lightest topics in the world, but nevertheless they're important to discuss as artists and as human beings. First being jealousy and, you know, in the arts, and then the second we're going to tackle sexual harassment in the arts. And I guarantee you these are things you're just not going to hear much from other shows or from other magazines. John, thank you very much, and welcome back.
Always a pleasure to be on here, Mark.
I know, this is some heady stuff over here. I'm actually going to be looking forward to something light next time, because it's like, man, this is some deep stuff, but what are you going to do? I mean, I'm always, and I'm probably guilty of this, so I'm always shocked about sometimes the behavior of other artists, because, I don't know, I'm sure I'm wrong for feeling this way, but I always expect that they would be better human beings, a little bit more sensitive to things that are going out there, not trying to tear people down. Sometimes what we write helps lift people up and helps inspire them and get them through the day. And then for one of us to tear down another, it's just ridiculous. I know we got somebody out there right now selling you know, horrible anthologies and writing bad things about other writers and trying to interview people to make them look bad. I don't know. I don't recall God giving this person the special rights to be the better artist than all of us. I don't know. Maybe I was busy when God gave that memo out. You know, perhaps I was doing some boring things like taking care of my family or paying my taxes. Oops, sorry about that. But I just don't get it. But it's definitely something we need to talk about because it's happened to us and it's happened to other people. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, there's... It's a really toxic thing. Anytime you have jealousy, and especially in the art scene, it's absurd, really, because it's suffocating to a degree when you have so much of this animosity that builds up, and you see other people kind of jump on the bandwagon to these things and throw almost gas on a fire. It takes away from the most important thing. And that is writing. And really, I mean, anybody to me who's really invested in what they do, you know, you want to support others, but you're more invested in what you're doing to be worried about what everybody else is doing. Who's like, you're keeping some kind of mental thing in your head that, you know, who's getting more than they deserve or something. I don't understand it. I don't understand this mentality that's going around with all this jealous nonsense. It's toxic. It really is.
And I don't know if sometimes we have a small slice of writers out there that they're in it for the wrong thing. I mean, I give you a weird example. I had somebody tell me one time, a woman, I nominated her for a big award, and all she could do is complain for 6 months about, you just did it because you felt sorry for me, and I don't really deserve it, and this, that, and whatever. And, you know, when you nominate people for awards and you send it in there, it's not even something you can pull back. It's not like I could reverse and say, hey, maybe you're right. Maybe you shouldn't get it because you're acting crazy. But you can't do it. So you got to live with the decision. At the time I made it, I don't regret it. And I still don't regret it. But I don't get that. And it's just, and it goes from there. So I don't know if these people's insecurities get worse with writing instead of better. Or if they just like this and then they adopt writing as a way to, you know, share their misery with the world. But to me, that doesn't work very well. And they eventually get blocked because I just don't have time for that kind of nonsense.
Yeah, me neither. And it is unfortunate when you see some people that I don't know. I think, you know, there's a lot of people that maybe they're not cut out for this. And then unfortunately they get another thing is really bad is the ego that it gets out of control sometimes. And you can understand it because it's always good when you know, you've been wanting to do this for so long, you finally get some acknowledgement, and that's great. And most people take that and it's in a healthy way, and other people take it and go completely off the deep end. But those problems and issues were always there, probably within their own existence. And it's just, it's, you know, it's a shame that you see that happen all too much. And as you were mentioning with that situation, that's, it is sad. It's very sad and unfortunate that people have to be like that. And it's, you know, what are you going to do? I mean, I know me personally, I just I don't really have a lot of time for that. I don't really tolerate that and all that animosity between people. It's much easier for me. I try to keep everything on a positive, and that's why I just won't have that. I won't have it in my, I won't have it in my mags, journals. I just won't support it. I don't believe in it.
I know you don't. I've had these experiences myself. I know recently you're tackling literally with two crazy editors over there acting idiotic and juvenile and jealous for I don't know what reason. One of them even texts me mentioning how I should get rid of you because somehow he's taught you from birth how to be a writer. apparently you couldn't walk, talk, or even like chew some Tic Tacs or something before this guy actually instructed you on the ways of all existence on mankind. So it's just crazy to listen to something like this. I mean, I had nothing to do with it. The guy just texts me out of the blue, you know? I mean, and all I can really say in the end, I'm not even trying to make a joke or be mean. It's like, I think you have a substance problem and you need help. But maybe in this creative thing, this is not where you should be at. Because creativity can be a lot about stress and it can be a lot about work. And maybe if you're somebody, you know, who's dropping crack tabs like they're donuts, well, this is probably not the field for you then.
No, it's, it's amazing how much now I'm still getting done, being I apparently don't know how to do anything. It's an all-around sad situation, in my opinion. I mean, and it gets to the point of it's been absurd. And I've stated what I've had to say about those issues, and it's just sad when it gets to like that, when people actually feel that, you know, they're being so, you know, I don't know if they feel they're overlooked, and it just comes down to jealousy. It's
to be jealousy, because I can tell you that it can't be they're overlooked. I mean, I know an example of that one strange person that was texting me and giving you a hard time. I literally had him set up to be getting published because he has some good work. He's a good writer. And I was really considering putting him on the show, too, in the interview. So I don't know how that's overlooked. I don't know about you, but I don't know too many people that are, you know, giving me audio interviews and publishing my work within a week or two. So that's not overlooked.
Yeah.
That's just your brain being tired from just lying to the world about you're a sober person because you need help.
Mm. Well, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I can't, definitely can't speak for that person, but, yeah, they can write, they can certainly write, but then to go and, you know, and then insult my character saying, you know, all this kind of nonsense once was viewed as that. So, and I understand, and I also understand when people have hurt feelings and everything like that. I'm a very mature person. I don't, you know, and I always try to take a high road, but it is disappointing. But yeah, no, it doesn't. It's once again, it is jealousy, whatever it may be. It's unfortunate that it has to be that way, and it's unfortunate that you know that all that whole situation is unfortunate. It's the best word for it.
Well, I tell you one thing: it makes it triple hard to sell. And I'm not saying I try to sell, go out and be an editor and do your own journal, but it definitely makes it a lot harder when someone inquires about it because. You know, you got to tell them the good things, and a lot of the good things is still a lot of work. And the bad things, of course, you're dealing with, you know, sometimes crazy editors who, I don't know, think somehow they're in competition. There's no competition here, folks. We're in the arts. There's all plenty of room for everybody, first of all. And second of all, why do you want to make a writer's life that much harder when the world's already hard on us, and then you're going to make it harder, too? You just join the ignorant people on just being an enemy, you know, of free expression and liberty. It's just, it's really disgusting. And unfortunately, when people hear something like this, I guarantee you they're not really ready to jump back into doing a journal. They'll probably be like, no, we'll let those guys handle it. And I don't blame them.
Mm-hmm.
It's just very, very unfortunate. Are you back? The window, possibly, because that's just beyond beyond belief in our society. But I will say this: we still love the writers out there, and we still love what we're doing. We still believe that it's important to be able to support folks so they can go out there and be heard. So if we got to take a couple shots now and then, that's fine. I expect that people are going to support what we're doing. They're going to support any kind of battle we have with crazy people like this, and I think they're going to withdraw themselves. Because that's all you have to do, folks. You don't have to whiz some hateful email to them. You guys are jerks. No. You don't even have to text them. You know, what a bunch of bums. No. All you have to do is stop buying the damn anthologies, okay? Stop buying all this nonsense. $5 for a PDF. I mean, what the hell is that? What does it take to make a PDF? Yeah. What? I don't even think it takes a penny. $5? Oh, great. Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. Yeah. I'm having problems sleeping. Can you help me sleep? Maybe you only charge me $4? I mean, this is ridiculous. And magazines that are actually magazines, but I create them now to look like an anthology, $25, $26. I don't even know if that includes shipping or not. Folks, this is beyond this is beyond highway robbery. It's another form of them bullying you. Why accept this? Why take this on the chin? It's disgusting, and you all know it. And we're going to call it out more on Facebook and other social media platforms so that you see what's going on, who we're pointing at, and you need to take care of these individuals. Stop wasting your money with them. Okay? Stop. Do you know how many Big Macs you can get for $26? Come on now. That's a lot. Yeah. I think we could get... I think you can get 8 Big Macs with tax, no matter what state it is. Okay?
Yeah.
Give me a Big Mac. I don't mind a Big Mac. I like to get one of those Big Macs because you'd be better off spending the money buying a Big Mac from an editor, somebody who's actually helped you, than a guy that's practically a fraud. Because I don't know what else to tell people when you got somebody out there that's harassing people, talking bad about them, and then charge you money hand over fist. Yeah. Does that sound like a legitimate person? It's not even, they don't even sound like an editor, you know?
No.
This sounds like a hustler with a heroin addict. And who wants that in art? I understand we all have our problems, but none of your problem should ever get to this point that you're acting this way. I don't care if you're a drug user or you're a drunk or you have all this depression or you still hate your mother from 49 years ago. That has nothing to do with Paul or John or me or anybody else out there. It has nothing to do with any of us at all. So why give us a hard time for your problems? That's why I don't believe that those things stem from issues that people have. This is something deeper. This is something about a character. This is your character, or in the case of these individuals, a total lack of character. Because people with character don't do this. You know, I know plenty of drunks that were never steeped this low. You know?
Mm-hmm.
They'll go to sleep in their own vomit, but they won't actually do this. That's character. Vomiting on yourself but not hurting anybody else.
It is.
I know. It's incredible. All right. Let's go on to another exciting topic. Something that's even more infuriating than this one is, but it's necessary. And I know the women out there that hear this, they're going to easily tell me through the show, through the texts, through the emails, that they just don't hear this. You don't hear this from anybody. All these brave souls out there, you don't hear this from anybody. But we actually have a bunch of people out there that's what they actually do. They sexually harass female artists.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think I just had someone the other day tell me, well, Mark, I was waiting for the 10-second rule. Because, you know, I approached her through instant messaging, unannounced. Mm-hmm. I don't know how the hell you can announce that. Hi, I'm announcing that I want to approach you unannounced. I mean, you know, it kind of makes no sense. But I told her, okay, sorry, I'm this is who I am, and would I like to consider some work with us, and blah, blah, blah. And she goes, well, I'm waiting for the 10-second rule. I'm like, okay, what's that? She told me the 10-second rule is that if I didn't shoot her a picture of my penis through the phone to her, then shoot, that means I was an okay guy.
God.
I mean, it's hard to even comment on something like that. It's so absolutely unbelievable. But I hear this happens a lot. And I tell you something, girls, I'm not really tech savvy, okay? And my penis is my business. Nobody gets to see that, okay? All right? All right. I'm married, and I'm not even sure I want to show her sometimes, okay? So come on. But nevertheless, this is unbelievably ridiculous behavior. I don't mean just for the arts. Just in general. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
But then you got editors over there harassing people. Yeah, I'll teach you how to write. Just give me a couple pictures of you. And I don't mean a couple naked pictures. Just a couple pictures of you.
Yeah.
Ladies, I'm sure you're all pretty and nice and everything, and God bless you all, okay? But if someone's going to give you some instruction on writing, I promise you they're not going to find too many clues in photographs of you, all right? There's no connection there. So please don't listen to that nonsense. That's just a perverto. That's not an editor. That's a perverto. Yeah. That's what that is, all right? Then you got some. Yeah. They think this is some kind of dating club, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You got Match.com, and now you got ArtChick.net. I don't know. Come on. This is ridiculous. We're not here to do any of that, okay? And I've actually gotten some weird stuff sent to me every so often. I had a woman that sent me a photograph with one of her breasts showing. Yeah, and sent me three poems.
Wow.
What do you think about my poems? I'm like, lady, I'm still trying to delete this one tit thing here, okay? This is ridiculous. What the hell is this? We don't even use photographs like this on the site. I don't even have bios with photographs. We don't allow that for this same reason.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it would heighten your pleasure. Really? Okay, lady. I got something you could do for me that's gonna heighten my pleasure. Pay next month's mortgage for me. My pleasure will really be heightened then, okay? But this ain't doing it, okay? Not to mention that has nothing to do with art. So I even got a gay guy send me a gay thing. I like Italian guys. that's nice. Okay. I'm going to delete you now. And if you're doing that crap again, I'm going to block you. Okay? Thank you for liking the Italian guys. Appreciate that. I don't like any of them, so we don't really have a connection here, okay? All right, thanks.
Yeah.
And I know you've heard of some, too, so you might want to share some of your experiences with some of this sickness.
It is a sickness, and it's wrong of any editor. And I've heard a lot of stories. Obviously, I'm not naming names of people that, you know, this isn't a good photograph. Can you send me more? I mean, they act like it is their dating app. They act like they have some kind of power and that all of a sudden they're on a casting. This is, you know, these are magazines. This is not for most part, at least the ones we're not running them off of profit. So, I mean, I don't understand why they think they're running a casting couch. This is not old school Hollywood. And it's just nonsense that women are getting harassed by male editors. And just in general, I think it's with a lot of social media that a woman has a right to express themselves no matter what they, you know, they choose to put out there as far as their writing goes. It doesn't mean that they want to date you or they want to see, you know, pictures of your member there.
It's unbelievable. And, you know, and then something they don't really consider, other than the fact that this is completely wrong. This is social media, folks. You don't know if that person's photograph is even them. You don't know if that's even the gender that you like. It could be a guy. You don't even know this. You don't know if the photograph is from, like, 5 days before World War II started. You don't have any idea about any of this. Yet somehow this is going to be the love of your life. Are you absolutely nuts? You don't know any of that. You don't know any of these people at all. I take people all the time. I have no idea about who they are in general. And I don't really care because I'm not studying somebody's photograph. I don't really care. I know it's called Facebook, but I'm using the messenger thing and I'm using the information I can get offered the best I can. And sometimes you ask a few questions. Sometimes, you know, you learn some stuff from the bio, but you don't really know who they are. If that's their age, if that's their gender, if that's anything, you just don't know any of that at all. So do all this is actually a complete joke on probably a lot of these people because it's just mindless to consider that this is all the correct behavior or you're even getting the correct information. You might not.
Yeah, it's that's another thing that it doesn't make any sense to me. And unfortunately, though, it's so common. You know, you just hear these stories from women writers in general, and you hear them left and right. And not when it just comes to editors, just people in general, just being harassed for being out there does not dictate the right for you to harass women just for them existing. It's just crazy. And then people who want to pretend, it's just, you know, it's just getting to really, it's a sickness, really. And I don't get it. And I don't get the whole, you know, having editors that'll go through your pictures. And I mean, you know, I care about the work. That's all I pretty much care about. And it's nice when it meets the guidelines. I'm happy with that.
I hear that. Would be nice, huh?
If they can match all their guidelines, I don't have to ask them for a bio or something like that. I'm thrilled. So, you don't have to worry about me asking pictures.
I think when it comes down to jealousy, it's probably just really about some kind of deep-seated insecurity. But when I think when it comes to sexual harassment, I really think that's purely about power. Somebody trying to get power over somebody else, photographs, writing, whatever. And some of these same folks who try to send you an anthology on top of that. Imagine that. Hey, girl, I think you're hot, and we should chat a lot. And can you buy my $25 piece of junk anthology that most people wouldn't put in the birdcage? But I'd like you to buy that, and I'm going to keep harassing you as well. So I want you to keep financing my complete disrespect of you, and thank you so much for that. I mean, because that's really what that is. It's a complete aberration of anything that would be art, and then I have to wonder sometimes if that's even legal. That's how serious I would take that.
Yeah, no, it can't be legal, and it shouldn't be supported. And people who do things like that in particular, once I know we've heard tons of stories, it's insanity. They should not be. It's just another kind of bullying that should not be tolerated.
Yeah, definitely no what room. It is. It's definitely not, and there's just not at all, no room at all for that kind of behavior. Not even as a joke, it should not be taken at all. Because, it makes it harder for me and you, too. I mean, you know how many times I've had to tread lightly when I'm trying to deal with a female writer who's just getting introduced to me, or I'm just starting to work with her? You can't even do a joke because you don't know when she's on guard for the penis pick or something, you know? I hate that because it's like, I don't act this way, yet I got to be considered like this person for a little while until I'm cleared. Yeah, thanks a lot.
Yeah. It does make it hard for us in our line of work because I know even approaching, you know, different writers and female writers for work, I know sometimes that they do get nervous because they think you automatically have a secular motive. And like, no, my motive is this is what I do. I run things professional. I run, you know, magazines, and that's what I'm looking for. I'm not looking for anything else. This isn't and unfortunately, when you have these jerks that do these things, it makes it bad for everyone. It's like anything that if you keep that kind of toxic people around, it's just, they shouldn't be tolerated. They shouldn't be in any kind of scene. I don't care if they're jealous or they're harassing people. It's just, there's no room for it. There's plenty of good people who just want to do this and this, they take it serious and it's not a joke. And these people should not be tolerated. It's sad that they're around.
They're glad I don't have a daughter because I'd be seriously harming some people of this kind of nonsense. It's just unacceptable because you think about it.
Yeah.
you know, in the final analysis, when you're doing stuff like this to somebody, you know, in the end, you're hurting your own mother in a way, because that's the woman that raised you, and she would never simply say this is great conduct. She would be embarrassed and shocked, and maybe even ashamed, you know, that the other half of the world you're just pooping over because you think it's funny.
Yeah, it's not. It's disgusting, and it makes us all look.
It does. That's what I hate about that sort of stuff. You know, in the pre-interviews for these things, I have to use the messenger phone, and it's a safe way for two people to talk. No charges involved, and nobody sees the phone number. So it's another way that I have to go extra to make a woman feel comfortable so I can get something done. I don't want to be like some editors. I have some editors tell me behind the scenes, Mark, I try not to publish a lot of women because I just don't want to hear that crap. I don't want to be accused of anything. I just don't want to deal with it. I'm like, yeah, that's really brave. Yeah. Let's just cut out the women who are already getting beat up and hurt and harassed. Let's just hurt them some more, because that's what you're doing when you're backing out. It's cowardly to back away from that. Start kicking some of these people's butts, okay? Sexual harasser guys, understand my language really clearly here, okay? There's surgeries to fix if you're really upset about that first circumcision. You don't need to be punishing women over that. Go get it fixed, all right?
That's true. It just makes it, like you said, it makes it completely a rough thing for. I'm not going to obviously stop publishing women just because of these jerks. They're not gonna, that's the thing. And a lot of them, unfortunately, you know, they are a little bit nervous, but then, you know, it's just sad, and we should always encourage them, because there's plenty of us that are not weirdos that are trying to, we're just doing our job, you know.
That's exactly what I say but you know, I had a couple people turn me down, and I told them, I said, listen, I don't want to sound like some mean jerk over here, but I can't spend 20 minutes convincing you that I'm not a serial killing pervert, okay? I can't. I don't have that kind of time, all right? Yeah. If you can't tell from that 29,000 pages in Google that has almost everything I've ever published on the internet, or my magazine, or talk to some other people who've been published, or even just check out the show and listen to the interviews of women I've already done, I don't know what else I can tell you that's going to convince you. Then you just need to move on then. I can't be there. I just don't like this idea that I'm supposed to spend 10, 15 minutes telling everybody, I'm not going to send you a penis pic, and I'm not a weirdo, and I don't care where you live at, and blah, blah, blah. Your hair is green, your hair is blue, whatever. I don't even care. So that's why I just don't want to spend that kind of time. All you could do is say, this is who I am. You can check me out real easily. Go from there. I've had some people say, I'll get back to you. All right, fine. Get back to me, okay?
Yeah.
I'm not holding my breath, though, I'll tell you that.
No, it does, you're dealing with it more, especially when you're interviewing people, that it's, you know, it's so frustrating when you have to, you know, kind of repair and just try to kind of mend those bridges that other people have caused all these problems, and it just makes it a bad situation for all of us.
It's similar to that, when I used to date, it's similar to that date you get, and then she's giving you this hard time, and you haven't done anything wrong at all. And then you just find out it's like she's simply trashing you for the last guy that screwed up. You know, and that's what I tell people all the time. I'm not here, okay, to apologize from that last guy to send the penis pic. He needs to apologize. I have nothing to say. I have nothing to apologize about. This is what I'm doing. You know, either you're going to go with it or not. I mean, I'm past the 10 seconds now. Give me a break.
Exactly. We definitely have had those experiences. Of course, we've had them on both ends, where we get those kind of strange submissions where you think, some people think maybe do it, sending that kind of pick. Well, not those kind, but, you know, is going to been, it's just strange. And it messes up. You're muddy in the water. It's just ridiculous. It's insanity. And unfortunately, you know, a lot of that, I mean, we have to blame on social media, to be honest, because people are so...
Yeah, I mean, I agree. But I don't know if I blame social media, because it's just a tool. And you can use the tool to fix your mother's step so she doesn't fall down when she gets in the house. Or you could use the tool to stab somebody to death. It's just really what you want to do with it. It's not really the tool's fault. It's just like a social media's fault. Yeah. I'm not going to blame the guy that created Facebook, because there's a bunch of weirdos out there sending penis pics all over the universe. I mean, he didn't create it for that.
I hope not.
I don't know. I saw him testify in Congress. I don't even know if he could find his penis. So I don't think we need to worry about that.
Yeah, no, I don't think
he's too busy.
I don't think
he's too busy sitting on cushions to make himself seem taller, okay? So he's got a lot more problems than some of those other guys, I think.
That's true. Well, you know, yeah, you got me cracked up.
We're here for the writers, and we're here for showing people respect, and that includes women. They should never be treated in any kind of nasty way. And like any other writer, you know, you might have a tangle with a woman writer now and then about this or about that, but at least that won't be about gender discrimination. It won't be about being a sexual weirdo. It'll just be simply about, I think this picture should do this. I think this art is that. That's fine. I welcome all that. Debate me if you have to all day long. That's what art is all about, and I'm totally fine with that. But you shouldn't have to navigate a bunch of nimrods with penis pics everywhere. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, no, it's inexcusable. And when it comes to all that, at the end of the day, it's about, you know, it's about writing. It's not about this nonsense that is being handed out by some really just shady people. And unfortunately, like any scene, you're going to get that. You're going to get people that don't, to me, that really have no place in it. They're just using it for their own means, no matter what those means may be, whether it's to push, you know, it's whether to push something and make money, or whether it's to completely stalk women. I mean, it's pathetic, and that's the truth.
It is. But guys, get this, okay? Because there's a straight line here, okay? When you got somebody that's peddling anthologies and magazines and trying to get $20, $30, $40 out of you on a regular basis, that's not hard to make a connection between that person and then the behavior of jealousy or the behavior of sexual harassment. They flow in that kind of stuff because there's no business at all that should be done this way. It's completely wrong. It's unethical. Okay? I wouldn't even give them a dollar so I could put that in my cat box. All right, I'd rather just put advertisements from the mail in my cat box than their anthology. That's how worthless it is. So when they're willing to do that and they're willing to rob you, then why would they not care about bad-mouthing you or sexually harassing you or trying to get photographs of you? Because it all works together. These are people of bad character. And when you come across people like this, you ought to run. Because if he's trying to get $26 out of you, it's not a matter of time for he's going to want 26 photographs of you with two different dresses on and five different poses and everything. And this is ridiculous. This is not how women should ever be treated at all.
No. No, not at all.
Well, I'm glad we covered those topics. Jealousy being something that can really, you know, harm the arts and harm each other if we allow it. Call it out. And move on, but don't stay silent, because to me there's nothing worse than a silent writer, because I'm like, you're writing to communicate to the world, to show them something, to teach them something, but then you're going to be silent. You know, that's why I was always critical of a lot of these actresses. They're like, I knew he was like half raping everybody and grabbing their butts, but you know, I needed that role and I needed some macaroni and cheese, so I just looked the other way. Come on, folks. You got to be on the same page over here, too. Just imagine how many more of these guys could have gotten out of that industry or gotten arrested if women just spoke up. You can't speak up 10, 15, 20 years later and then wonder why there's problems in the world. We got to grab these people now and get rid of them, not 100 years from now. And that's why we're talking about this now, because I swear to God, I honestly believe, and I'm not trying to pat us on the backs, but I honestly believe we could wait a couple more years and you still won't even hear a podcast that talks about these subjects. You will not hear one podcast about sexual harassment unless it's from, like, the National Public Radio and it's about 2 minutes of sexual harassment and then they go on to saving the trees and kissing the whales. Because that's all you're going to get. You're not going to get a whole much of anything. You're not going to get this detail. You're going to get people that are going to try to do something about it. They love talking about this stuff. You know, in a big political way, but when you want to get down to the tax of doing something, oh no, I don't know about that. I don't know.
Yeah.
He published two of my poems last year, man. You know. All right. Thank him for publishing your poems and then kick him in his face. I mean, what are you gonna take? Is it okay? that he's published two of your poems, but then your girlfriend, he wants to see pictures of her boobs every 5 minutes. I mean, come on. That's not that's not art, okay? That's filth, and it should never be acceptable. So all of us, we have a duty to make sure we do something about this. Tell us, tell other people, tell your spouses. I don't care, but don't be silent and make sure, because we're going to be bringing more of this stuff out to the light here soon, and you're going to see names in magazines, and this stuff's going to stop. I'm going to ask people to draw a line. You cannot be persecuted when it's already hard enough to do writing without all this kind of perversion going on. So you have to join with us, because we can't do everything ourselves, but you know it's the right thing to do, and we're going to definitely do it together.
Yeah, that's the thing. When you stand idly by sometimes, it's the hardest thing, standing up. It is. And it's, you know, I've definitely been signing on a lot of things I shouldn't have been. But, you know, the thing is, you're no better than the people doing this stuff. Because think about it, when people are being bullied, attacked, whatever, harassed, if you know about it, I mean, what if it was you? You can look at a lot of us that get kind of, and we've all been, I mean, we've all been attacked verbally in some way doing this, you're going to be, but it's just wrong. When you know that something's completely, there is a difference between right and wrong, and you can bury your head in the sand and pretend you don't know it, but it doesn't make it any different. It's not going to change the situation, and things can be made better, and they should be, and they should be elevated, not just, oh, that's fine. You know, no, it's not. It's wrong. And, you know, I have to look at myself in the mirror every day. So, and I'm not perfect. But the thing is, I always, you know, I try to do the right thing. And I try to say the right thing. And it's not always, you know, I'm going to fail. I'm human. But I'm definitely not going to just sit idly by, publish guys that I know are harassing women. And, yeah, no, I'm not. Or people bullying. I'm sorry. I don't support that. You don't like it, that's okay. You don't, it's just like a TV, channel. You don't have to, you don't like it, change the station, you know, but I won't support it.
Period. Ladies, it comes down to this. You have to speak up, okay? All right, I'm not wearing a cape, okay? And I can barely operate the camera on my phone, all right? So I'm not really going to be one of those people you have to worry about. But if you think about this, think about from the 80s onward, this type of situation has only gotten worse, which means that there's simply not enough people speaking up, including women, because it's actually gotten worse. I remember in the 80s, and I know I've said some things that right now would be construed as sexual harassment. I was younger. I did my best as I grown up to stay away from saying stuff like that. I never grabbed anybody, certainly never raped anybody, but I've said some stupid stuff. In fact, one of those girls that was serving in the Air Force with, I was able to reach out to her finally on the Facebook, and I said, hey, listen, I said some stupid stuff when I was in Germany around you and even at you, and I'm sorry. I'm not that person any longer, and I've learned. She just laughed and said, I don't even remember half the stuff you're talking about. Now, it's certainly not a way to forgive me or a way for me to say ha, 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 because I didn't. I still felt kind of crappy about it, but I'm glad, though, that she didn't have to remember too much of that stuff, because you don't want to meet somebody one day, 20, 30 years later, and I'm like, yeah, you're the guy that said blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, God, don't want that. But you never know. It might still happen one day. I'm just like, hey, I'm not that person anymore. Maybe you can listen to this show or read my writings and understand that I'm certainly not for that anymore. You grow up and you get better. But I am convinced that it went from words, all right, to touching, to penis pics, to raping. I honestly think it just got worse because people are not really putting enough attention on it. I don't think women are speaking up enough, and no one's really putting these guys in their place. So we're going to start doing this in the arts, and we're going to do our best to clean it up, because there is zero place for that in the arts. There really isn't.
No, there isn't. You're completely right on that, and you know, that's the thing. And it is hard to stand up, you know, and you realize that, but there are people that are supportive and, you know, there's no place for what's going on, especially lately, and how you can see how toxic everything is becoming. So, yeah.
So let's all stand up, folks. We can defend ourselves. Come on out as we're coming out, and we're going to give you some direction over here. Come on out as well, because it's unacceptable. And with your voice, we'll be able to close the book on this kind of nonsense. There's not too many people that we know that are doing this, but the ones we do, well, they need to be out. They don't need to be in here with us, you know. And the first thing you want to do is just don't spend any money over there with these people anymore. That's the first thing. That'll hurt them more than anything else. You can call them bad names all you want, but you start taking the money out of their pocket. Well, I guess they're going to have to rob somebody's house to get the money to pay for the drugs, because you're not going to be giving it to them. Because that's really what this is about. People handling themselves improperly and destroying their lives and trying to bring us down with them. Not interested. I'm interested in poetry, folks. I'm not interested in pot, okay? It's just that simple.
Yeah, that's the thing with anything, is don't kind of feed into the nonsense is the main thing, and support stuff that's going on. That's because you can see it for what it is. It's not anything to elevate things when you're just, and this is not the tabloids. That's the saddest part of everything that's going on that we're talking about, is that this is not the tabloids. We're talking about poetry. And, people are often going to disagree, but that it's not a disagreement when it comes down to blatant slander. When you're trying to get people, fired from their publisher, when you're trying to get, people taken off of what they're doing, it's craziness.
People do this. They're crazy sometimes. I had a screwball from Australia. This guy's not only anti-American, he's an anti-Semite. So he's a complete bigot. Okay, I called him out on that crap because I wasn't going to be associated with that kind of nonsense. And we know what he did. He sent out. He tried to send a text to everybody that I knew, saying that I was never in the military. So all those Air Force photos on my Air Force site, those are all fake, of course. And then he went to far as say, I checked out a theater. He said he was produced in. They said they never heard of him. Meanwhile, that theater has produced it on YouTube. The entire show they recorded, and it's been on YouTube for years now. That's of course, that must be fake too. So this is the kind of people, the stuff that we have people doing over here. They're either not hitting the meds enough, or maybe they're hitting them too much. But these are some unhappy individuals, and we just don't want to make sure that they're not going to make us unhappy too, and ruin all the good things that everyone is trying to do over there. But I can tell you one thing: the woman who's not sure about her self-esteem, and she's raising two kids alone because some guy left her, and she's trying to do the best her can, and she's writing some interesting poetry. I don't understand why this woman needs to be targeted by this kind of filth. This is what we're defending against. People like that, they don't deserve that. They have enough hard enough of life without listening to this garbage. So let's just make sure we stop that, because I know that we can.
Yeah, we definitely can, and we're definitely attempting to. So, and that's better than just sitting around and speaking on these things and not reflecting her, not showing it in her actions, because they do speak louder than words. But we're using both.
We are. All right. So that's going to be a wrap up here. Let me give you a little, just a little recounting of what we talked about here today. First, we talked about jealousy from other writers or even from editors. It's obviously a major character in a person's. A major flaw in a person's character, and of course, it doesn't help anybody. It only muddies the waters even worse. Speak up, because we're writers. We're supposed to be writing to speak up, so speak up. And then, of course, sexual harassment. Ladies, speak up. Do whatever you can to stop this. Let us know. We'll join forces, but there's zero place for this kind of nonsense in art. Your voice is needed, and it certainly is welcome. And I know there's times where I probably sound like a fumbling fool in my poetry. It's nice to hear a girl saying something useful. And we will ruin that if we scare them away with this kind of garbage behavior. So let's keep that in mind, folks. John, thank you very much for being here. Another interesting and informative episode. I can't wait for the next one, which I'm hoping is going to be full of lightness and laughter and not all this craziness,
Yeah, we're not trying to keep it always.
We're really not.
We're definitely not the doom and gloom hour. We are just trying to shed light on some subjects that I think people probably do stray away from. And it's always a pleasure to be on here, Mark.
You got it, man. God bless and thank you again.
All right. God bless, my friend.
Thank you for listening. Please follow the show and visit our blog at strengthtobehuman.blogspot.com.